Oh boy, this is gonna be interesting. 10:48 in the zone. Justin Ankry, Matt Stell, Matty T is here. Matty T is on top of his game. At 11:25 today, right after we get Jim Harris, we will have Blake Anderson, the head coach of the Arkansas State University Red Wolves. And Matt Stell, I know you probably caught on to the fact it was not lost upon thee that Arkansas State was picked to finish second in the Sun Belt Conference behind a very talented Louisiana Lafayette team this year. So while the coaches change, the expectations stay the same.
That's correct, you know, because when you have a program on the rise like ASU, you know, you have a lot of expectations. And they've proven that they can do it in the midst of coaching turmoil. So it's going to be an interesting year in Jay Boogie.
There's a Red Wolf on the rise. Isn't that a CCR song?
Moon, but yeah, Wolf.
Let's go with that.
Let's do that.
Yeah, I think you should do a rewrite there. Weird Al, where are you when I need you?
Yeah.
I like that song, too. Or There's a Bathroom on the Right, as a lot of people think.
There's a bathroom on the right. That's great. Man, Weird Al, what an institution. It was the first record I ever bought was Weird Al.
Is that right? Okay,
that surprised me. First CD I ever bought.
You know, dorks and talented musicians alike have an appreciation, I think, for Weird Al.
So where do I fall in that?
Closer to one of those. Okay. Here's the thing, Matty T, and I'm with you, though. Unfortunately, you and I are in the same boat. The thing is, it's interesting, is that even guys like Tommy Smith, I think he has such broad appeal that while this Facebook post about get Weird Al to play the Super Bowl seemed far-fetched and silly, now seems to make perfect sense. He is liked by everyone. And again, if you're playing a parody song, you can bring out the artist that did the original and have them play a little bit of their original song with it. It is a brilliant Super Bowl.
He could be out there with Iggy Azalea.
That, that's what I'm saying. It'll be beautiful, man.
He is the Mr. Rogers of, like, spoof music. Everyone likes him.
Well, you know, at his show, I mean, you've got people 10 years older than me, you know, my age, and then, you know, 12 years old, too. You know, it's like the audience is all ages.
And where, are these songs that I'm looking for?
Under Weird Al. Oh, no, I mean on Top 10. The Button Bar is Top 10.
They're both one in.
But I'd rather hear Weird Al songs, but we can do the bit, too.
Top 10 Weird Al songs of all time. You know, this, next week in the zone.
Oh, gosh, that would take me forever to narrow it down just 10.
Oh, my gosh, not to mention we'd have to keep an ice pack on your groin because you'd be so fired up about it. Anyway, all right, here we go. Top 10 Tuesday. Let me get my Top 10 music. There it is already. Matty T, you're on top of things.
That's how I do it.
Okay, now, I'm going to tell you this. Matt Stell already has an issue with this list, which makes for good radio, so I'm happy about that. All right, Top 10 Tuesday is the top 10, actually 12, greatest sports movies songs of all time. Greatest sports movie songs of all time, according to Sports Illustrated. Top 12. Now, this one should be higher up on the list, I think. This actually should be number one, but I'm going to go with it in its current position at number 12-ish. This is actually on my iPod. Esposito, a one-hit wonder, I think. You're the Best from The Karate Kid. And David from Sherwood said this better be on the list. And it is, David. Don't worry. Don't fret, David. If you're in the gym and this comes on and you can't crank out one more set or one more rep, you have no soul.
You have no drive.
None.
Nothing.
You might as well hang it up, big boy. Go back to eating Cheetos. Get out of the gym because that's not the place for you. But if you put this on your iPod and you got to get an extra set or an extra rep or two, this is the one. You can't beat it. I mean, because you know what? Johnny's coming to sweep your leg. Are you going to be ready to fend him off or not?
It's a simple question.
Get him my body back, Johnny.
Oh, I love montage songs.
Oh, I do too.
Right now, you know how much better we just got today with that one song? We just put like 4 months of training into a 30-second clip.
Four months just passed.
Right then.
Just in this song.
Okay, I got another one, Matt, that I'm going to have to ask you for later. There's another montage song. All right, so here we go. Moving on.
Somebody's walk-on music.
Is this the Trogs?
This is the Trogs, yeah.
Who sings this? Yeah,
yeah, Trogs. You're correct.
Yeah, Wild Thing is Charlie Major Sheen's Finest Hour. Major League, the original. Yeah, the original.
Yeah,
Wild Thing, You Make My Butt Sting is what the guy screams at him from the crowd. This is a good one for sure.
Great one.
Always be associated. Not to mention that was his nickname.
Wild Thing, think I love you.
Tommy Smith, did the Trogs have another hit that I'm not familiar with?
For sure.
Now, I have never seen, I'm embarrassed to say, this movie all the way around. I've only seen parts of it. But this is a great song by itself. Right back where we started from. This from Slapshot, the famous hockey movie. I've only seen bits and pieces, which I'm embarrassed to say. I've got to watch this a little bit too. I know right now Chris Kane, if he were dead, would be rolling over in his grave, irritated that I've not seen the greatest hockey film ever made. Although you would argue for another one, created by our friends at Disney.
And argue I shall.
But this is a great song. All right, tell me if you, this one rings a bell. This is a sampled song, and a good one at that. In the middle of the universe, then why is this verse? I mean, if Buffalo Springfield and Public Enemy had a baby, it would be this song, and it's a good one. He Got Game is a good film. Very good
Jesus,
film.
Jesus, Shuttlesworth in the house if you need him getting buckets.
I mean, Denzel in just about anything is fire. You know this.
Said Ray Allen, come on. That's back when I liked Ray Allen.
Okay, let me ask you this. What was better, Denzel's hoops or Ray Allen's chops as an actor?
That's a good one. I don't know. Wow. This is like a Would You Rather Tuesday. You're eating me up.
I know.
I'm going to go with Denzel's hoops. It was better.
All right, this is the exact opposite of the Joe Esposito song. This is a song that stood alone on its own with no help from the movie. But it will always be synonymous with Bull Durham. Hit the bull. I wouldn't dig in if I were you. There's 1,000,008 lines from Bull Durham that come to mind. This would be in my top probably 3 or 4 sports movies of all time.
Yeah.
I think it's the best baseball movie.
Really?
Yes. Most enjoyable to watch.
Wow.
I do like another one that will make the list later. I did not care for Field of Dreams. I know.
That's all right.
Chris Kane's texting me. He's disappointed I haven't seen all of Slapshot. You know what, Chris Kane? We could watch The Godfather, which you've never seen, and Slapshot back to back over some manicotti.
Cannoli.
I'm moving on the list.
Fogerty's solo day.
What?
John Fogerty's solo days after Creedence.
Yeah.
This is one of his first.
I love Fogerty. I love Creedence too, though.
I like Creedence better.
There's a few good Creedence songs too. When he yells at me about a 737 coming out of the sky, I like to use that on my old iPod too when I'm working out.
That's right.
Playing in a traveling band. All right, here's a, this is to me a very highly thought of, I would think.
And wings.
Here's a little clip.
On our heels.
I will say I've never seen this whole movie either, but everybody knows.
Oh, yeah.
Chariots of Fire. This would be a good montage one, too.
This thing is so ubiquitous that I think the name of this song is Chariots of Fire.
What is it called?
Chariots of Fire. What is Chariots of Fire?
There were no chariots in this movie. That's an ironic twist.
I know. Crazy. It's apparently about somebody running fast.
Matty T, do you know what the name of the song is? Because I don't.
It just said Chariots of Fire.
It's awesome.
See?
It is. I think there was a Jim Carrey movie that utilized this too, where he was, maybe it was the...
Was that the one where he's the...
I was thinking Cable Guy, maybe.
It's not Cable Guy.
Okay. Well, sorry. Don't talk
about
it.
It was Bruce Almighty.
Okay. Same difference. That's the same movie. This is one of the most inspiring soundtracks ever. And as a guy who was 5'0", 100-0", 200-0 for a long time, I can certainly relate to old Rudy.
Rudy.
By the way, did you see Notre Dame is going away from grass to a turf field this year? And instead of the plain field with the diagonal marks in the end zone, they're going to put a little ND logo at midfield on turf.
You know,
talking to my buddy Bruce Cross, who's a proud Notre Dame alum, he's very disappointed in the decision to go away from the grass.
End times.
Matty T, his decision is never to go away from the grass.
Let me tell it to you as clean as I can. We have 95 players here, so accomplished as athletes in high school. We gave them full scholarships to the best football program in the country. NCAA regulations allow us to dress just 60 for home games, which means at least 35 scholarship players are going to be watching the games from the stands. So if any of you has any fantasies about running out of that stadium tunnel with your gold helmet shining in the sun, you best leave them right here. Of you 15 dreamers out there, maybe we'll keep one or two.
My job is to basically beat the shit out of me for the next 5 days.
Can't say that. All right, well, that was fun while it lasted.
Yeah.
But I never thought that he would say such a terrible thing. Rudy's good movie, though, for sure. We'll finish our list when we come back. We've also got Jim Harris coming up. We'll get his thoughts on this. And Matt Stell has some ideas.
At Ace Cash Express, we have several convenient neighborhood locations in Little Rock to serve your financial